Well, Scott, right off the bat, it's been a career of big speeches, of major speeches. How big and how important is this speech for Barack Obama?
Well, you know, in many ways, in 2008, the wind was at the president's back. It felt like he was leading a movement, and there was enormous support for him. Now, things are a little bit different. 4 years later, he needs to convince the Democrats and the country at large that he only needs 4 more years in order to enact the promises that he made in 2008. His big problem right now is that the promises he made in 2008, many of them have not come true. So he's got a sales job this time that he didn't have last time.
How does he dance? It's not outside, it's inside. It's not in the stadium, it's not Mile High Invesco Field anymore. It's a change. Is he able to maneuver that? Does that get to him?
Well, the breaking news today, as you know, Scott, is that they are moving that event from a stadium of 65,000 people where the president was going to deliver his acceptance speech. There were going to be fireworks in the sky. They were going to recall that dramatic moment in 2008. Well, now that because of the weather, they're going to move everything back into this much smaller arena. Tens of thousands of people who volunteered for the campaign just to get a ticket to the acceptance speech, they're going to be locked out. There's nowhere to put them. So it's a bit of a train wreck for the organizers. So the president's going to have to deliver this speech in a much smaller venue. Disappointing circumstances for the organizers of the convention, but President Obama knows how to deliver a speech. And so I suspect it's going to be a great speech nonetheless.
The first night, you kind of got the feel of kind of an old-time convention with the placards, with everybody in tight, with the theater seating, a theme that might work for him as it moves into earnest now.
Well, that's right, Scott. And, you know, there was one other element to your idea of it being a kind of an old-fashioned convention. The speeches that were delivered were great political thumpers, unlike you see these days. The mayor of San Antonio really laid one on him. And then Mrs. Obama was great, too. So we had some classic speeches and classic circumstances here in the convention hall that really harkened back to some of the great old days.
And finally, what are the marching orders for all these delegates that are here in Charlotte as they get ready after the speech on Thursday night to head out to the airport, the cars, the planes, the trains, the automobiles to get back home? What are their marching orders?
Boy, there are only 4 words in those orders. Get out the vote. One of the things that we have seen in our polling, Scott, is that only about 10% of the people in the country are undecided. There aren't many minds to change. I think when the history of this election is written years from now, people will look back and say the party that won was the party that had the organization on the ground in the swing states, like Ohio, for example, and Florida, to get people out of their homes, into the schoolhouses to cast those ballots. It's a get-out-the-vote election.
Thanks a lot, and good luck.
Great to be with you, Scott. Appreciate you. Good to be with you in Baltimore.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
If I see your son, I'll say hi to him.
Well, like I said, he'll be the only 6'5 guy you see unless you go to a basketball game.
Does he play there?
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
He's not into any of the universities.